haven't read yet, but the notion of the rise of the creative class has worked in many communities quite successfully. It's been difficult here in Central Virginia, I think, because so many people in the creative community are part of the counterculture. They're gay or have funny looking hair, and the community at large has not embraced their talent because they're put off by their lifestyle. And the crisis here in Richmond continues to be people leaving or people coming for a short period of time, being disappointed and then leaving. I've met a number of native Richmonders who went away to San Francisco or New York or wherever and now have come back. But I've met just as many who have left and have said they're never coming back because they don't feel the community is tolerant as a whole. So you have to have a number of social forces at work to support the creative class. Not every community can absorb the number of graphic designers and artists potentially that come out of VCU, for example, which is a great school. And I feel strongly that a lot of folks have been disappointed in how they've been treated by the community, and that's a problem here. It's a problem here. It's a very, very conservative place, and lifestyles that are open and honest often work against their creativity.
It's funny because a lot of local musicians work as waiters or work in the kitchen at restaurants around town, and it's funny because, you know, we always have these really late rock shows, and the reason why is because you have to wait for all your friends to get out, to wait till the restaurant closes and they can all come down and see your band play or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's kind of ironic because, of course, because part of the public money that's been potentially raised by the Virginia Performing Arts Foundation has come from the meals tax increase, which was raised in 2003. Can you give us some of the thoughts behind that decision making? Or
I did not support the meals tax. I believe in public funding for the arts, but I believe it must be shared equitably across all lines of income. And a meals tax is a regressive tax. That is, it hurts the lower income person much more than the higher income person. If you're a part-time employee somewhere and you eat at McDonald's in the city of Richmond, that meals tax hits you harder than some suit who's eating over at the Jefferson right now. It's regressive. It's not fair to lower income people. And quite frankly, it's not metropolitan wide. I believed whatever public funding that supports this project should represent the entire metropolitan area, if not the entire Commonwealth of Virginia, because everyone can benefit from a performing arts center in some way, shape, or form. So I had to stay quiet during the meals tax controversy. I was fortunately vacationing when the actual vote was in front of the city council. Thank goodness for SaveRichmond.com, who are now reminding us what was said at that council meeting 2 years ago, because there's a showdown coming at the OK Corral maybe this week or in 2 weeks over whether that meals tax deadline is going to be extended.
That's right. So this Monday, what happened was the foundation did not raise the necessary money, matching funds privately, in order to get, according to the agreement from the city passed during the meals tax increase, to get the meals tax money to be part of the foundation?
Well, it's a two-step process. Mm-hmm. The city approved, I think, in the neighborhood of $14 million initially to help design, plan, fundraise, move the project forward. But the provision was by July the 1st, which is coming up, that the foundation had to have raised $93 million to be able to collect the second half of the meals tax revenue, which represents in round numbers another $14 or $15 million. The foundation admitted a couple of weeks ago it wasn't going to make its deadline. Quite frankly, I've seen so many different numbers that have been claimed to have been raised by the foundation, I don't know how much they've raised. I don't know how much is in their bank account available for any project today.
So you were involved with the Virginia Performing Arts Foundation up to a few weeks ago, and yet you don't know how much is in the bank account.
No, I have no idea because it is a very private organization. Until the 990s, the IRS figures were unearthed by SaveRichmond.com. I don't think any of us had any idea how much money was being spent on what, or how much money had been raised. And those 990 IRS documents are always a year behind. So today, I left the office 2 weeks ago and I couldn't tell you how much money's in the bank. But because the number seems to be different every time a public statement is made, I don't trust whatever number comes out of that office at this point. And I don't believe, the community should either. It's your money. It's your money. The Commonwealth of Virginia approved $9.5 million that will be given to the foundation if they meet certain conditions the 1st of July. The meals tax has already been spent in an amount close to $12 million. And the citizens of Richmond really don't know where that money's gone. Other than seeing the Tallheimer's building torn down, we don't know for sure what's going on.
Wow. Well, okay, so this past Wednesday, the Finance Committee took this up in the city, took this issue up, and they're going to pass, there's a proposal to pass an extension for this deadline?
That's correct. The foundation has asked that deadline be extended for an additional year and a half. And there were 7 council members who support that ordinance. It's interesting that I believe the majority of the 7 met privately with the foundation leadership in the dark, out of the sunshine. And who knows what was said or promised at those meetings, but suddenly there were 7 patrons of this bill that comes before the council on Monday. If, in fact, it comes up, given Governor Wilder's former governor, now Mayor Wilder, action this week where he basically said he doesn't care what the council does. He's taking charge. He wants to see the existing buildings improved first, Carpenter Center, the landmark, and the National Theater. And if there's a workable business plan and funds raised, maybe we will see a music hall in the community at some point, but right now he's not convinced that the foundation has done their due diligence, and he's not handing over any more money. In fact, he asked for the land back this week. What a shock that must have been to the gentleman on the board of directors of the foundation.
You have to wonder. Here's a quote from Brad Armstrong, president of the Virginia Performing Arts Foundation. This dates back to the Richmond City Council meeting that passed the original meals tax increase July 28, 2003. Quote, city staff has put together a really smart structure for this funding. It splits it into phases and holds the Performing Arts Foundation's feet to the fire to raise the rest of the money that we say we're going to raise. We don't raise the money. If we don't raise the money, the city is limited as to what it has to provide. And clearly we are at a decision now, evidently. But there is also, you know, there's also talk that this because of the controversy that they might continue the paper to extend the deadline also.
That's correct. And it's interesting that Mr. Armstrong has said publicly it wasn't a firm deadline. It was a fail safe in the case the foundation would fail completely and go out of business. But a lot of people smarter than me read that ordinance, and it was a firm deadline from the first day. So he must have been reading a different ordinance than the rest of us. This deadline really doesn't matter because they've admitted they can't raise the money that they promised they would raise. The council has no reason to extend the deadline. And the controversy that surrounds the project right now, and I don't believe my leaving the foundation means that much. I mean, I'm part of the end game that's going on here. There have been so many missteps prior to me leaving. I don't think the philanthropic community has any confidence in this project. And there are $500 million worth of good projects seeking funding in Richmond right now.
It's true.
That are not in the newspaper.